Good morning. I am sorry, not sorry. I have to tell you, I am so ready to break myself of some of these habits, some of these ways of speaking, some of these things that I do that diminish my expertise or my confidence, that make me play small. How about you? How about we stop apologizing for everything? If you are listening and you are a guy, well, you may get something out of this too, but I'll have to say that emphatically, women, we undermine our power, our confidence, our ability to get a point across because of diminishing words that we use. And so I just want to throw some out to you. Just, there's one. Oh my gosh, you see, they just creep into our everyday language. Okay, so here it is. Stop saying you're sorry. Can we agree on that? Stop saying you're sorry for everything. What I have read is instead just say thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience in, I don't even know how to say it, right? Thank you for your patience. So here's a bunch of words that we just have to nix. So I'm just dropping this in this morning. Just, you see, I said it again. Oh my God. Just is like a minimizing word. So I just caught myself twice unconsciously saying it. I'm telling you, these things are unedited and unproduced, and you're getting the real deal, Kara, right here. Okay, here we go. Stop apologizing. Stop saying just. Stop saying actually. Actually, I just wanted to, right? Blah, 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 blah. No power in those words. Okay, just, actually, sorry. How about kind of and sort of? I don't know when we started saying this. I noticed that women say it a lot. And I've caught myself, and you may catch me saying it. Kind of, sort of. It's like diminishing, completely cutting in half everything you're saying. And basically admitting that you're not really sure of what you're saying. Kind of, sort of. How about this one? I say this one. Does that make sense? Or does this make sense? And what that's doing, one, is it's not, it is diminishing what other people may have the capacity of understanding. And it's also diminishing your own ability to communicate. How about should? I should do this. I say this all the time. So I'm bringing to you what I need to stop myself from saying. And I just caught myself a couple of times in these habitual patterns. Stop the sorry. Stop undermining how you speak and what you have to say. If we really want to walk our talk in this world, to really be in our power, to stand on our feet and share our own brilliance, this genius that's streaming through us. As women, we need to watch our words. I have two daughters, so I know that how I speak, I model the way they speak out in the world. My daughter, my oldest daughter, who's 26, is dealing with a neighbor in her apartment building. And it's an older man. And boy, oh boy, is she having to stand on her feet and speak her ground. But she is being squeezed, and we're coaching her to really stand on her feet. So, my friend, if you are listening and are feeling this, write these words down and then put a big X through them. Sorry. Actually. Kind of, sort of. Should, just. Does this make sense? Can we stand on our feet in confidence and say what we need to say without trying to soften it? It's okay. It's okay to walk your talk. In fact, we need you to walk your talk. Please call me on the words that I use. If you hear me saying some of these words or others that I'm not even aware of, let me know. This is how we walk each other home. This is how we help each other. We build each other up. We empower one another. One of my favorite expressions in the world is that empowered women empower women. If you are feeling empowered, go empower others. Acknowledge them. Compliment them publicly. This is how we support one another. We hold each other up. I'm talking about this and more on my new private Facebook group called Your High Definition Life. Join me. Find the link in the show notes or just Google it in Facebook. Your High Definition Life. I will see you there and I will see you elsewhere. Have a fantastic day.